Hashtagging began 11 years ago when Chris Messina, a San Fran techie and Google developer, tried to find a way to bring focus to topics and connect like-minded individuals through social media. Though he received some initial pushback from friends, his idea caught on like hashtag wildfire, right? Like any good idea shared with the masses, it's led to hashtag overuse and hashtag abuse. While originally used to highlight topics and provide a virtual town square where like-minded people could gather, hashtags morphed into a trendy practice and were soon overused by enthusiastic users and turned into a running gag by cynics and satirists. Hashtags are a little like euphemisms or verbal evasiveness when we're trying to communicate a difficult message. In fact, the practice of beating around the bush actually serves an important purpose. It helps these awkward situations think along the lines of hashtag left at the altar for a stood-up bride, and it can also let people get away with things they normally couldn't. There are a lot of relationship hashtag code words. Hashtag stashed means your partner is keeping you hidden from some family members or friends. Hashtag freckled means your summer loves faded away just like the freckles on your nose. While the use of hashtags may be viewed as a little silly by some, or the coolest thing since Nintendo by others, they are definitely a part of our linguistic heritage. Experts say 3 hashtags in a post is the limit, so I'll just sign off. Hashtag Suzanne Deggs White, hashtag perspectives, hashtag life is good.